We are up to Simon Reish Beis Siv Zion. Hopefully tonight we'll be able to do Siv Zion and Ches. So Siv Zion says as follows. Tomorrow, Shemachan Biyah. So you took some dates and you ground them up somehow. Vasamem Isa. And you made out of them, Isa usually translates as a dough. I assume here it will be really translated as like a paste. So you made some date paste out of the ground up dates. Votim and Gurineham, and you took out the pits because you don't want to have those ground up in your dates as well. Afibu hafi lo mishtanis bechasav. So even though you've ground up these dates and you made them into some sort of paste, so the bracha that you would make on that does not change. Mavachalev brekriya 8, and you're going to make upon that the regular brekriya 8 as you would if you were eating the dates without the straight. And after eating the dates, assuming that you had the correct quantity within the correct amount of time, so then you make the bracha of ala eitz val pri eitz. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabur explains, Afshin yitzrasek al yidei zeh legamer, even though by grinding them up, throwing them in the blender, it's completely ground up. Afilu hachim mevarchem brei pri eitz. Nonetheless, Shulchan Aruch maintains that you're going to make the bracha of brei pri eitz. Mishum dekeva dayin mamashan kayim. Because the essence of the date is still present, so shach levarch alem brei preit. So then it's still appropriate to make the bracha of brei pri ha'etz on that, because even in its ground-up state, so I assume what he means is that it's still recognizable and you can still tell that this is date paste and it's not applesauce or something of that sort. So as long as it's still visibly recognized as date, so it retains its original bracha of brei preit. That's opinion, huh? Hold on, we're getting to jelly now. Now says the Rama, Lefiza, who adin, now the word that they, the way they pronounce it is, Bilat, Latven, Latverin, Hanika, Pavidla. Don't know what that is, that's why I took this other one, because this other one has actual translation of things. So the first word that was hard to pronounce, he says, is Ribat Perot, which I assume is that's jelly, that's fruit jelly. And the other is, Tapuchei Adamai, so, but I don't know what, that's a different term, it's translated. Okay, that's going to be your jelly. So if you make jelly, or preserves, it's probably more accurate in this regard, because you want to have the ability to be able to recognize the fruit. So in that regard, you also mevarchim alein brei preitz. So you'd also make a brei preitz. Then says the Rama, the Yeshomim, that there are those that say, levarch alein shahako, that the correct bracha is going to be shahako, v'tov lachu shechatzilat levarch shahako. And it's preferable, says Rama, that when eating these things, if you were to eat them straight, that you should actually make the bracha of shahako. Now, the Mishabura brings down two different ways that the Achronim understand the intent of the Rama, what exactly the cases he's disagreeing on. Is he only disagreeing about the jelly case, or is he disagreeing even about the case of the ground-up dates? But he says, Ladina in nafkamina bazeh. As far as we're concerned, however, practically, it's not really going to be much of a difference. Dafim nemada yosh omri palag gama tmarm shen yisrausku. Even if we'll assume that the yesh omri mentioned in the Ramat disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch's case about the ground updates, the komakum la'alacha kaimalon kedasim mechaber. Nonetheless, we're still going to paskal like the mechaber, like the Shulchan Aruch. Deicha shemamashen kaim lo mishtanish birchas. And as long as you can still recognize the fruit for what it is, so the bracha is not going to change. And it's only when something has lost the ability to recognize it altogether is the bracha then going to be downgraded. And then the Rama says that even though it's best to be concerned about this opinion, which says that you should make on the ground-up fruit a shahakol, avolim birch brei pereit yatsa. But in the event that one does make a brei pereit, so b'di'evet one will have fulfilled his obligation. Chichay nira ikar, because that seems to be the primary halacha, anyways. That opinion, which says that it should really be brei pereit. Okay, that is Sif Zayin. Now in Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, Devash hazav mitmar. If you have honey which flows out of dates, and this is something which is going to coincide for the Dafyomi people, this is going to come up. But you have honey which is flowing out of dates. So mevarch alav shahakol. So the correct bracha is going to be shahakol. Mishabur points out it doesn't really make a difference if the honey flows out of the date on its own, where you grind up the date in order to extract the liquid. The halach is going to be the same. The bracha is going to be shahako. V'chein al mashkim hayotze mikol mine peros. And Shulchan Aruch says the same is going to be true of a liquid which comes out of any fruit. If you make any sort of fruit juice, the bracha is going to be shahako, says the Shulchan Aruch. Chutz mizeisin v'anavim.
except for olives and grapes, where the liquid which comes out of olives and grapes, which is going to be your olive oil, or your grape juice, or your wine, so that you're not going to make, those are going to be the exception, make a brei pre'etz, we talked about olive oil the other day, or you would make a brei pre'agafen, because there, those are the two examples of fruit which becomes elevated when it goes into its liquid state, when it goes from its solid fruit into the liquid. But everything else is considered to be that its primary purpose of a fruit is to eat it, and it's only a secondary purpose if you go ahead and make it into the juice. And this is something that we will elaborate on further. The term that they use for that which comes out of the fruit is the zeyav alma. It's considered to be like the schwitz, which is not a very appetizing thought when you think about apple juice or orange juice or something like that. But that's the way the Chazal referred to it, is zeyav alma. It's not considered to be the essence of the fruit itself, and that's why it gets downgraded to a shahako rather than a brei pre'etz of sorts. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakos, Yisrael, Lepikach Hashem, Torah Mitzvahs.